This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. In America, Dr. Walter Kavert once undertook a study on why people worry so much. And the research has some very interesting figures. You might have heard these before. 40% of our worries never come to anything, he said, or found out through the survey. 30% concern the past, the things that have happened before. 12% of our worries have to do with things that are really pretty needless, or things to do with our health, and 10% are only very minor concerns, with 8% were legitimate concerns about worrying. And they're very interesting figures, and I think many books and articles have been written about worry. Some of us would admit to being worry warts, but when it's all boiled down, only 8% of our concerns are worth anything. And yet, why is it that we spend so much time fretting? So worry cannot change the past, and unfortunately it can destroy our sense of joy and peace that we have today. So it's really not worth the energy expended, or in many cases, the damage that's done. So when we spend time protecting ourselves from worry, like sort of wrapping layers of protection around ourselves, we lose out on experiencing the grace of God. And instead of a sense of joy and contentment about each day that we live, we can be plagued with things like stress and anxiety, fear, doubt, and depression. But you know, the scripture in Philippians chapter 4 has some tremendous advice. This is what it says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all, because the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. And their words from Philippians 4, verse 4 to 7. So the question is there really any value in having, for example, a gentle attitude? It certainly, in the New Testament times, was a radical alternative to a world where gentleness was not really the thing. It was often mistaken as softness or weakness. But Paul maintains that we should have this gentle attitude instead of verbal or physical abuse towards people. I think people today are very angry. There's hostility that pours itself out. We'd read about that in the newspapers. So being gentle actually means responding graciously to people, because we look at life in a different way. We know that God is in control of our world. God is in control of my life today. Therefore, we don't have to be violent or react to people. So everything will be all right, because God knows what he's doing. Jesus is our Lord and our security. And because of that knowledge, it frees us of this need to be always in control. Do you know people who are like that, always have got to be in control? And if Jesus indwells your life, you will know that his spirit helps you stay calm in times of uncertainty, so we can trust God for everything. Another good way of calming down those feelings that you might have of stress is to pray about it. The Bible says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything and tell God your needs. And don't forget to thank him for his answers. That's Philippians 4, verse 4-6. So prayer is that conversation with God. We talk to him in a natural way. We don't have to withdraw from the world to meet with God in prayer. It's being open to him every minute. It's not meant to be time for sensations or feelings or experiences to get the upper hold. It's just a natural response of talking to God. And the scripture says that if you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. And this is a supernatural experience of God working in us. God's peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. So I think it's a great idea in times of stress to remember those things. And you can read for yourself, if you like, in Philippians chapter 4 from the New Testament. Well, Father God, your word, what you say to us, helps us, because how discouraged we'd be without it. I pray that you'll enable us to share this good news with other people. We need encouragement, Lord, and put it into action. That's what we need to do. And I pray for the needs and the troubles of today, that you'll come to us with your grace and peace. I pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.